Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. An appeals court in the United States has ruled that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. The judges said the president's powers to respond to national emergencies did not explicitly include the power to impose tariffs or taxes. Peter Bowes reports.
The decision applies to the legality of what Mr. Trump called reciprocal tariffs, imposed as part of his trade war in April, as well as a separate set of levies imposed in February against China, Canada and Mexico. Other tariffs, such as those on steel and aluminium imports, are not affected. The court said the taxes would remain in place until October to give the president time to appeal to the Supreme Court. In a post on his social media platform Truth Social, Mr. Trump said if the decision were allowed to stand, it would literally destroy the United States of America.
The former chief medical officer of the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told the BBC she fears the childhood vaccination schedule in the United States could be dismantled. Deborah Howry, who resigned alongside other officials, warned that could lead to a rise in vaccine-preventable diseases such as polio and measles.
I am extremely worried that with continued resignations, terminations, retirements, all because of what's going on through some of these policies, that we are not going to have the capacity to continue to do good science, to respond to an outbreak should there be one, and to prevent chronic diseases. The public health in our nation and globally will be crippled.
The US State Department has confirmed that the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has had his visa revoked, along with 80 other Palestinian officials. The move denies Mr. Abbas the opportunity to attend the UN General Assembly. Here's Simon Hancock.
On Friday, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, said that as head of its delegation, President Abbas would be attending the meeting of heads of state and government in New York. But by the afternoon, a US State Department official had said that Mr. Abbas was on a long list of names that would be stopped from entering the United States. The Trump administration says it's taking action over national security concerns. The move has been welcomed by Israel. Several Western nations, all allies of the US, have said they'll recognise Palestinian statehood at the meeting, but the restrictions could lead to a depleted Palestinian presence if Britain, France, Australia and Canada deliver their pledge.
Hamas has warned Israel that its planned takeover of Gaza City will subject any hostages in the area to the same risks as its fighters. The warning follows the declaration of Gaza City as an active combat zone by the Israeli military. This is the World News from the BBC. The United States has approved the sale of military equipment and services requested by Ukraine that will enable Kyiv to repair and maintain its Patriot air defence systems. These are vital for Ukraine to defend its cities from Russian missile attacks. Washington has agreed to increase military support for Ukraine by selling to its European allies arms they can pass on to Kyiv. The Republican governor of the U.S. state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, has called a special session of his legislature next week to debate redrawing congressional boundaries. His announcement came hours after the Republican governor of Texas signed into law his state's highly unusual mid-decade redistricting. Voters in California will have the chance to approve a retaliatory move by Democrats in the next couple of months. Both parties are desperate to control the House of Representatives following next year's midterm elections. A judge in Brazil has ordered Volkswagen to pay $30 million in damages to workers employed in slave-like conditions on one of its farms in the 1970s and 80s. Leonardo Rocha has the details.
The alleged abuse happened during Brazil's military rule, when the government gave financial incentives to companies willing to invest in the Amazon region. Those who worked in the farm in the 1970s said they were forced to work long hours in appalling conditions. They said they were never allowed to leave the property, which was guarded by armed men. In addition to the fine, the judge ruled that Volkswagen must also make a public apology. Volkswagen said it had no formal links with the individuals who hired those who'd been subjected to slave labour conditions at its farm.
The BBC Proms concert on Friday has been disrupted by a protest by a pro-Palestinian group. A performance by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra had just begun when protesters stood up holding banners, including one advocating Jewish artists for Palestine. BBC News.